All right. So let's move on to public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to provide comment to the board on matters that are not on the agenda and are within the general purview of the board. Do we have any public comment this morning?
Yes, we do have a public comment from phone number 925-336-1688. There are two phone calls coming in.
Okay.
But that's the first one.
Do we have an identity or no?
No.
Okay. That's fine. Well, we'll invite the caller in and then we'll ask them to identify themselves. Thanks. So let's bring that caller on. Hi, good morning. Can you hear me? To our caller, can you hear me, hear us?
Caller, you'll need to unmute if you would like to speak.
Okay, hello?
Hi, good morning. Can you hear us?
Okay. Yeah, can you hear me?
yes, we can hear you. Okay. So this is public comment. You have 3 minutes right. Under our agenda rules. Please, if you would, identify yourself and proceed to make your comment.
Okay, my name is Glenn Stewart, and I'm just wanting to make the Retirement Board aware that I submitted a letter on July 2nd to the Retirement Association office stating that I disagree, you know, with the way they calculated my retirement benefits, you know, from staff to management to CEO. And I asked the Retirement Association office to submit all my documents and information for the Board of Retirement for their review and determination. So I just want to make the board aware that I submitted this letter that requesting, you know, review of my retirement benefit calculation.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your comment. We okay. will follow up on that. Thank you for the heads up. All right. You said we had one other caller, I think?
Yes.
Two more.
One more popped up.
All right.
And the next one is, it's identified as Carol Nowicki.
Okay. All right. So we have a caller joining us. Please state your name and you have 3 minutes for public comment. Please proceed.
My name is Pete Nowicki, retired fire chief from the Rogren Fire District. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. If you can speak a little more directly in the microphone, it might be a little better.
All right. After asking to make a presentation to the CICERA board about unethical and inappropriate behavior of your attorneys and some of your employees, the response I received from CICERA was no, but I was welcome to use public comment anytime the board met. And that's just what I'm going to do for the foreseeable actions. I try to get you to admit to the truth. And I'm going to start the statement with how CICERA broke the law even before my 2015 hearing, when your employee and your attorney have lied about this particular issue ever since. In early August 2015, I received a notice that there was to be a hearing at the September board meeting on September 9th. I immediately called the contact person, Deputy CEO Kurt Schneider at CICERA, who said he was handling the hearing. That call was on August 11th. I told him that my mother had died the week prior, and there was no way I could prepare for a hearing of this magnitude with all I had to attend to. Besides preparations for the funeral and her affairs, my older handicapped brother struggled with her death, and I needed to attend to him as well. Schneider told me that there was nothing that he could do, and he would not change the date. As my situation worsened, for example, the funeral arrangements were tangled because of the undertaker, and my brother's underlying condition got worse, and I couldn't find an attorney, I again called Mr. Schneider on the 17th of August and begged for a postponement. I wrote down his exact words. He said, quote, "This hearing is going to go on with or without you being present. We're not going to change it," unquote. I asked who else I could speak to make the delay happen, be it the board president or his immediate boss, and he said he was in charge of the hearing and he made the decisions. And it may interest the board to know that I later learned that this is a violation of the law not to allow a hearing postponement when there was, quote, good cause to do so. And this was good cause to do so, that your employee refused it. Last week, I sent CICERA copies of a mother's death certificate as well as a copy of my phone record that shows the two calls I made to your deputy CEO, and I hope they've been forwarded to you. Following the number of times in my hearing that this board inferred to me as a liar by calling me, quote, disingenuous, I now feel compelled to force you to look at the documents proving the actions of your staff and your attorneys. At the end of September 2015 hearing, your attorney jumped out of the seat and stated, quote, between August 5th and today, neither Cesera nor our office received any request from either Mr. Nowicki or any counsel for Mr. Nowicki to continue the state or have held this state because of insufficient time for any other reason, unquote. That's transcript page 217, line 19. That was a lie, and your deputy CEO sat there silent. And this is one of the cover-ups I'm going to be bringing to your attention in the foreseeable future. Early in the litigation of this case, and it was when it was going to trial, your attorney, Mr. Rieger, was advised of the postponement request twice and was provided with the documents that you should have in front of you right now. He totally disregarded these facts and continued the lie throughout 6 years of litigation. You can see the lie throughout nearly all of his submissions to the court, starting with his order granting defendant's motion, June 27th on page 13, line 12, where he states there was never a request for postponement. And then again, in Superior Court.
Hi, Mr. Nowicki. Your time is up for the public comment.
Yeah, we've reached the 3 minutes. I was going to give you a try. I wanted to break in and try to give you a warning to ask you to wrap up, but I couldn't find an opening. But so your 3 minutes is up. Thank you for your comment. All right. And I think you said we had an additional caller?
Yes.
All right.
This one is identified as Adolfo Garcia.
Yeah, I see his name pop up on the screen. Good morning. Can you hear us? You may need to unmute. Mr. Garcia, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Can hear you now. Yes. This is public comment. You have 3 minutes. Please proceed.
Yes, 3 minutes is more than what I need. Okay. Yeah, the reason that I'm here talking is because, you know, I retire on March the 29th, and all the paperwork that I submitted, it says that it would take between 6 to 10 weeks for me to hear from someone from the retirement office. It's been already 12 weeks, and I talked to one of the reps, and she said that this time is taking between 12 to 16 weeks before I can hear from someone. I mean, it is okay, but that was an error, you know, on the retirement office, not on my side. I planned everything for 10 weeks, not for 16 weeks. And I sent an email to the supervisor, Jenkins. I never heard from her. I'm just talking to you because, I mean, this is taking a little bit longer. I did not plan for 16 weeks. And here's what I am. I was told that we're looking probably like August the 10th or August the 20th before I can hear from someone.
Okay. Anything further you'd like to share?
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for your comment. I can assure you we have heard what you've said, and you will receive a response regarding your pending retirement application. Thank you for your comment. All right. Do we have any additional public comment?
Yes, we have Mr. Nowicki wanting to talk again.
No, we can't have repetitive call-ins from the same commenter. We have a 3 minute limit per comment, and you can advise him that's the direction of the chair, if you would. We have a lengthy agenda. We have a lot of items, so time wouldn't permit in any event. But those are the rules. So if you would convey that to Mr. Nowicki, fine. If need be, I can, we'll cross that bridge later.